This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. While we all look forward to the Thanksgiving holiday feast, people living with diabetes have to exercise some caution. In this week's Vital Signs, Sharon Cox, a dietitian with Parkland Hospital System in Dallas, shares ways to keep blood sugar levels stable.
A person living with diabetes can eat the same foods as we could without diabetes. What is key for them is their serving size. So the carbohydrate foods, starches like rice, bread, potatoes, beans, and fruits, juices, and milk are all carbs. And all of those foods turn into glucose, so sugar in our bodies. We need a certain amount for energy, but not too much to cause the, you know, those symptoms of increased thirst, urination, and also possibly lead to some of the complications of diabetes.
What about those other foods that are very plentiful at Thanksgiving? Sweets, a lot of alcohol.
At that main meal, if you could leave off a dinner roll or maybe not have as much mashed potatoes or other carbs, then your carbohydrate, that is the sweet, would be a small portion of your plate, but you could include it. And about the alcohol, that is something that you really need to check with your doctor. Make sure your blood sugars are well controlled enough to have maybe one drink. One drink for a female would be 5 ounces of wine or one small can of beer. Mm-hmm. And 2 drinks for a male. But you still always have to eat first. Otherwise, the alcohol will cause some major problems.
We're all tempted, though, with so much food on the table, not to mention what you find at work and everything, to overindulge. So can you strategize around this? Skip a meal or eat lightly, or maybe exercise before or after meal or something like that?
No, you would not want to skip a meal. Persons with diabetes or any chronic disease usually have medications they're taking, which means it needs to be taken with food. And when we miss a meal, we are extra hungry at the next meal. So go ahead, have your 3 planned meals. You know, don't skip breakfast or lunch, saving up for the main meal.
So any tips then for, you know, substitutions to any of those holiday favorites to make them better for people who live with diabetes?
When you're baking your cakes, you could use applesauce instead of so much fat. Baby jars of prunes to reduce the fat in your brownies. Half sugar, half of the sweeteners that you use, like Splenda to bake with, which is sweet potatoes or pumpkin, maybe cook it in a little orange juice. That will sweeten it, and you won't have to add as much sugar. And then there are all the great flavors that we can use, from vanilla to lemon and spices. All of those can make your food taste good, but, you know, reducing the amount of sugar you use.
Is it so bad if you overindulge on one meal?
It depends on, especially the carbs, you know. If your plate is loaded with starchy foods, sweets, instead of, you know, more, half a plate of vegetables, then you could end up with upset stomach, heartburn. Those are little minor things, but you could end up in the emergency room if a person, you know, blood sugar levels goes too high. Plan, prepare, and practice. If you can practice that meal maybe a few times, then you should be fine at it. Maybe use your non-dominant hand. If you're right-handed, use your left hand to eat your food with. You will eat a lot slower. And then remember, we want to spend time with family. So we hopefully will spend a little time visiting with each other, and that would take some of the focus off the food.
The table, huh? Sharon Cox, thank you for being with me.
Well, thank you for having me.